Hello, I'm your host, Joe Thomas. We are in a second episode of Restart. Last week, we dealt with the topic of decision making as we restart. Today, we're going to look at another perspective as we restart about decisions. Sometimes the most difficult decisions and not the obvious ones, right or wrong, more or less is an easier choice compared to right or left, or better versus the best. It requires an extreme level of skill, awareness, connectedness to do that level of right decision making. And a lot of times we find ourselves staring at the situations mostly during the crossroads of our lives. The decisions of staying versus going, entrepreneurship versus job security, following your passion versus following your career, these decisions can be extremely exhausting and mentally draining. Well, you're listening to the Faith at Work podcast, and today let's take a look at an inspiring story of an ordinary man, but yet called as one of the patriarchs in the Bible. And his name is Isaac. If you want to know the story in detail, you might want to open the Bible and read the whole chapter of Genesis chapter 26. It's a fascinating read. But let me give you a brief introduction about this man. He was an ordinary son of an extraordinary father, and an ordinary father of an extraordinary son. Abraham was known as the father of faith as he believed in God, and that was credited to him as righteousness. I'm talking about the father of Isaac. For those Christian listeners, you're aware that the only way to salvation is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham's story, if you come to think of it, is a dramatic story. And so is his grandson Jacob, who was renamed as Israel by God. And the entire nation of Israel came through this lineage. But here in between Abraham and Jacob was this man with a meek spirit, Isaac. After his father's demise, he was pretty much on his own to lead his family and his entire household. He had witnessed some of the amazing stories and testimonies of God's faithfulness in his father's life, but now it was his time to experience the goodness of the Lord in his own life. And now was the time for him to take the lead. During the time of Isaac, a big famine hit the land where he was based. It was extremely difficult times, and people were heading towards Egypt because at that time, that was the land of opportunities. And here is an Isaac who might have made up his mind as well, just like everybody. That was the, and there's like a no-brainer decision that, you know, for him to safeguard his family, be the breadwinner and provider, logically, when everybody's going to Egypt, that looked the most promising place. But enter the scene, God appears to him. And he says, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land that I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you, and I will bless you, for to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father, Abraham. I'll make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I require of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions. Wow. here was a difficult choice to make. The most obvious one, as I stated earlier, was to go to Egypt. And the other one is to exercise his faith and believe in what God told him to, is to stay and fully trust God. Some of us today who are listening might be at the crossroads, might be wondering, what do I do? Do I stay? Do I go? Do I turn right or do I turn left? Personally speaking, I was personally confronted with that kind of decision 2.5 years ago, whether to stay or whether to go. The most logical choice was always the grass looked more greener on the other side. But yet, by God's grace, I stayed. And I'm telling you, I experienced more blessing of staying rather than going. But it's not about my story. I'm going to continue in Isaac's story. You know, Isaac decides to stay back. And he stayed back in the land of Gerar. By the way, Gerar was ruled by King Abimelech, the king of the... Isaac decided to stay back and he planted crops. And the Bible says he got 100 times return during the harvest time. Guys, I want you to catch this. This is famine time. From a human perspective, it's impossible to get 100 times return because it's famine. Forget about 100 times even to get a harvest. It's difficult. But what was possible from a human perspective was possible with God. And the Bible says, and he became prosperous by just staying there. Wow. Seems like a happy story and ending. But let me tell you, just like all stories, there are villains in the plot, there are twists and turns, trials and challenges as well. And that was exactly that happened in Isaac's story. He became very wealthy in the time of famine, and he had many servants. He had many herds and flocks. Now, he became an extremely prosperous man. Now, we all know this. Success always attracts friends, at the same time attracts green-eyed monsters. I mean, they're everywhere. The jealous people with the jealousy spirit. Praise Isaac to sustain his living. Let me just move forward. And now to maintain that lifestyle and lead his family and this massive servants and give heaven a food for the flock of sheep that he had and the herds that he had, it was important that he had enough water so to sustain himself and his entire household. So, you know, I just want to bring one trivia point here. Today, when we look at a man who's wealthy, it's about the houses he has, the number of cars he has, the number of treasures that a person has. But during those times, the sign of prosperity of a wealthy man was a number of flocks and herds and the servants they had. So, friends, you compare if you want to do an apple to apple comparison, it's quite difficult. Across different generations, Isaac, in today's term, might be a multimillionaire. So this is what I'm trying to say. For him to sustain this, he needed water. And during those times in the Middle Eastern regions, having wells that can have enough water was very important for rearing of the flock of sheep and the herds that he had. So Isaac had inherited some wells because of his father Abraham, who had dug many wells. I'm just trying to give you some part of the story. But then, when he started to tap into those wells, the enemy's guys around there started to create disputes with them and started to close those wells, saying that, no, we, those wells belong to us. And there was a conflict and they closed down the wells so that Isaac will not have access. But the story moves on. We move on with the story. Isaac decided to move away from conflict, went and dug another well, and each time he dug well, he used to find water. That's the goodness of the Lord, even in the most difficult times. Maybe some of you here might be finding that, you know, I've just lost my job, or I'm going through an extremely serious situation. But let me tell you something, even in the midst of that situation, God is faithful to provide. You might have lost your job, but you have not lost your provider. So my dear friends who are listening and tuning in, Isaac during this time might have lost the wells that he had inherited from his father, but wherever you went, even in the midst of scarcity, the promise of God stayed. Where he dug wells, he found water. But each time, guess what? He dug wells, he found water, and he had people, the locals of the land, trying to dispute every time, trying to create discomfort for him. Isaac moved on from one conflict, he dug wells, found water, to the other. And finally, he reached a place where he did not have enough people disturbing him. But let me tell you something. Here, one final day, what happened was amazing. The king of Gerar, Abimelech, pays a visit to Isaac and tells him this. I'm sure he was wowed. For the king, the envious king, when he saw there's something special about this man, he decides to go and pay a visit to Isaac and tells him, we saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you are blessed by the Lord. Wow. Can we imagine this? That even in the midst of conflict and all the situations going on, God sustained Isaac. Every time he planted crops, he had 100x return. For him to sustain, he dug wells, he found water, he ran into conflicts one after the other. But I'm sure when these things are happening, just like everybody's life, there are a lot of people watching. In fact, other people are always interested in our lives. They want to know what's happening with us. And especially if you're a wealthy person, a prosperous person, people want to know a lot about you. In fact, newspapers and media make a lot of money covering wealthy people. So my dear friends, I'm sure the onlookers were just amazed. King Abimelech was amazed to see that this is something unusual. This man has divine favor. Whatever he did, there is the favor of God in his life. It's not good to be in a conflict with this person. We can see God's presence is powerfully in this guy's life. He is indeed blessed by the Lord. And they rushed into sworn a treaty of agreement, a peace agreement, a treaty of peace, saying that we won't harm you, you won't harm us. Let's live together accordingly. That's a story, an amazing story of Isaac. The big idea behind telling the story today, as we all make decisions to restart, some of us might be having a brand new start. Some of us are looking at restarting our lives in the new normal. No matter what decisions you take, if you have never involved God in your decision making, I want to promise you that you're going to see some amazing things in your life that you never saw. And if you surrender yourself to God, you might be surprised to see what God can accomplish through your life. And don't be surprised if one day one of the onlookers or even the people who might be troubling you, ganging upon you, persecuting you, might come and say, you are indeed blessed of the Lord. So today, I'm not sure what you're confronted with, but what's important is his trust in God for your decision making. Involve him, tune into him, and you will be amazed by the outcome. So, trials, challenges, naysayers, envious people plotting against your success will always be there. But let's draw some inspiration from the story of Isaac. even in the midst of famine, and add to on top of that people ganging up, you can still trust in God, for He will never leave you nor forsake you. So my dear friends, I want to leave you all reflecting on the story. Tune into Genesis chapter 26 to get more details. But as we close today's forecast, I want to challenge you to experience God in a personal way in all your decision-making in your life as you restart. Maybe the restart you want to experience in your life is to restart by having God in your decision-making. Early on, when I came to the Philippines, I still remember it very well. As I was traveling from the airport to the hotel, my first ever time when I landed on Philippine soil, I can never forget the sight that I saw. I was sitting and passing through the main road in the Philippines, in Manila, and I saw a signage on top of a building that says, "In God we trust." I want to close this today's podcast by challenging you to trust in God for your decision making. I am trusting God. What about you? So tune in for our next episode as we continue with our Restart series and we bring you a brand new story. God bless.